First Peter, the fifth chapter, in the eighth verse, he says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." Sometimes I've heard different ones say that, you know, camp meeting is going to be over and going to have to go out back and face the real world. But I don't know about you, but it seems like the devil fights me at camp meeting time before I ever leave. There's a place there, I believe, in the Old Testament talked about when the sons of God came together to present themselves before the Lord, that Satan came also. We have an adversary this morning that's trying to put out our light, trying to put out our candle, trying to keep us from being what God wants us to be. And it's real. The powers of Satan are very real this morning, and I'm thankful that the Scriptures expose him and help us to recognize, because we don't see the devil many times with our natural eyes, like we don't see God with our natural eyes. But he is a spirit. And he does have access to our minds. He has power to bring temptation to our minds, our attention. You remember Jesus said when he was in the wilderness, he was hungry, said he was tempted of the devil. That means that the devil came to him and presented different thoughts and ideas to his mind. And when I recognize that the Lord was tempted, that lets me know that I'm going to be in a place of temptation also. I know that I can never really reach the spirituality of Jesus Christ. I don't plan to attain to his level by no means. But if I know the enemy tempted him, and he was a son of God, I know that you and I are going to face temptation also. And the devil is pretty crafty in his temptations. But he said, "Be sober, be vigilant." In other words, be on your guard. "Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." I want to say also this morning that Satan is a defeated foe. He has been defeated. Jesus talked about, remember, he said, "I saw Satan fall from, as lightning fall from heaven." He wasn't talking about Satan falling from the literal, the spiritual heaven, but he was talking about Satan falling from the exalted position in men's hearts and minds. The disciples had just come back from preaching the kingdom, and God had been giving them victory and giving them power. And Jesus was viewing and seeing that the powers of Satan were falling from men's hearts, men's minds. So I want to say this morning, he is a defeated foe. And he can't take anything unless we give it to him. And that's where the trouble comes in. Because if we're not careful, we can begin to give in and give ground to the enemy of our soul. This scripture said, "Whom resist steadfast in the faith." And personally, I'll say this morning, I could probably stand to hear this message every week as a reminder. Because we face the enemy of our soul on a daily basis. And he's very subtle. One place it talks about said Satan transforming himself into an angel of light. In other words, he'll transform himself and transpose. He'll use Scripture. He'll bring Scripture to your mind. He'll bring thoughts and access He has access to our minds, and He'll bring, just like He did Jesus, He quoted scriptures to the Lord. And He'll do that to us also. And it's very vital for us to be vigilant, be sober, to recognize and begin to recognize the wiles of the enemy and his devices and resist. Put up a resistance to it. I like the example Brother Cliff has related about Brother Trimble. He was driving down the road one day in his car, and the devil was there talking to him. Finally, he came to the recognition, this is the devil. So he pulled over his car to the side of the road. He got out and he went out and opened the passenger door and said, "Get out," and shut the door. You may think, "Oh, he didn't need to do that." But I want to say, sometimes you do. Sometimes you've got to take a strong resistance, a strong stand for him to leave. One place he says here, another scripture says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. The Lord wants us to resist him. One way the enemy works, he brings thoughts, and I know he works in camp meeting also, but he tries to do what he can to discourage and to put down. He tries to bring you into a place where there's no hope. And it goes further. You remember Christian in Pilgrim's Progress? He was going along the pathway and he saw a path that looked a little bit easier to travel. And it looked like it was heading in the same direction. He thought, "Well, why can't I get over here? And it's easier traveling. It's going the same way. And we're going to get the same place." But as he traveled on, he didn't realize that that path was veering off little by little. You know, you take a ray in science and mathematics, and you take an angle, and those, it can look, you know, so close and so minute that you extend that over 5 years of time, 10 years, 15 years. And that's what we need to ask ourselves sometimes. Where is this going to lead me? Where is this thought leading me to? Is it bringing me closer to the Lord? Is it going to give me greater humility, greater love in my heart, my life? Is it drawing me closer to God, or is it taking me? Will it take me? Projecting it on out, will it take me further? Well, you remember that's when Pilgrim got caught up by Giant Despair and Doubting Castle. And old Giant Despair, he took Pilgrim captive. Have you ever been in Doubting Castle? Giant Despair had him in prison. Oh, it looked so dark. Every day, Giant Despair would come down and beat Pilgrim unmercifully. He carried his club down there every day and just worked him over. The thing was that he couldn't take Pilgrim's life. And Satan can't take your life either. But what he wants you to do is commit spiritual suicide. He wants to get you in a place where things look so hopeless. He wants to get you in a place cornered and trapped where it looks like there's no way out. He tries to, that prison sometimes makes you feel like, where's God at? Why am I here? You ever been there? I have. Have you ever been beaten emotionally, mentally by Satan? Been bruised? I tell you what, it's real, folks. And the Lord wants us to resist it. He didn't want us to take those beatings every day. He didn't want us to take those accusations. The Scriptures called Satan the accuser of the brethren.
Yeah.
Another thing, another place I wanted to, someone may help, this came to my mind this morning and I didn't look it up. Let me see, I believe it's in Jude. Yes, in Jude. Jude, the 9th verse. It says, "Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, The Lord rebuke thee." I want to tell us something this morning. Don't get into an argument with the devil. That's what we do many times. The enemy will come in and he'll say this. And then we say this. But I want to tell us something this morning. The devil is not like God. He's not honest. Have you ever tried to catch a fish with your bare hands? You ever tried to latch onto a fish and just grab him and clench him up? What happens? You never touch the fish. They're slick. There's a film on the fish. You clamp down and squeeze and it just, boom, he's gone out of your hands. Very difficult. That's what happens when we try to argue with the devil. You'll never pin him down in an argument because he lies. Have you ever dealt with someone that lies, with deceitful? There is no sense, there is no use in arguing. They'll slip, you bring out one truth, they'll bring out some other kind of slant, and they're gone. It's useless. But he said, "The Lord rebuke thee." See, Moses had failed. Moses came up short. You remember when he lost his patience and he failed to sanctify the Lord before the people's eyes? And he lost his temper and he smote the rock and it caused him not to get to go into the land of Canaan? Well, the devil was trying to take a claim there through Moses' failure. He was trying to claim him. The enemy's going to do that in our failures also. When you and I come short, when we fail the grace of God, somehow maybe it's through just a lack of understanding, the enemy's going to come in and say, "You see there, you might as well throw it up. You might as well quit. You might as well not try anymore. You know how many times you failed. You know how many times you've tripped up here." That's the devil.
Yes, it's so true.
And peace is only going to return when you resist him. Mm-hmm. You know, we pray, and I'm going to say this morning, if we fail and we make a mistake, which I've been there, and I'll probably make more mistakes along the way, I'm sure I will. Do the best you can to fix it up. If you have to go and talk to somebody, "I'm sorry, I apologize, I said the wrong thing." Ask the Lord for forgiveness. "I apologize, I didn't have the right spirit, the right attitude. I had an irritation, an agitation, and my spirit wasn't right. Would you please forgive me?" Do all you can to make it right. Ask the Lord forgiveness. But when you have done that, you've got to go on. And you've got to resist the devil. Many times people I feel like the enemy has taken advantage because those failures and those wounds have become infected. Honest and sincere hearts And the enemy would come in and begin to oppress the mind. The Lord doesn't love you. The Lord doesn't care. Oh, if you would save, that wouldn't have happened. He has all kinds of lies, and it's an oppression. It's from the pit of hell. It's from the devil. Lord, help us to resist it. That's what He said here. Be sober. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brother in the world. You know, the temptations that we face are common to man. And the devil likes to make us think, well, you're not really saved, or you wouldn't really feel that way or have that kind of temptation. But the fact is this morning is that we're human. And God created us with feelings and emotions. And living saved doesn't mean that we're always going to be on the mountaintop. I like the mountaintop. I like it when the joy and the peace is flowing. But it's not like that every day. I don't have that experience every day. I like it. I like to stay up on the mountaintop. It's a good place to be. But in reality, it's not like that. In reality, there's life, struggles and conflict and difficulties and battles to fight. Doesn't mean that we're not saved. Doesn't mean that God doesn't care and God doesn't love us. So when we failed and made mistakes, let's clean them up the best that we know how. Godly sorrow. And then get up and go on and ask the Lord forgiveness. And go on, resisting the enemy of our soul. Another thing the enemy has worked different times is, I'll tell you, I have had wicked thoughts come to my mind. Evil thoughts that I did not like. And the devil would come and say, well, if you were really a Christian, that wouldn't have been in your mind. That you wouldn't have thoughts like that. Let me tell you something, folks. The best of saints have had the enemy bombard their minds. It doesn't mean that you've sinned. Like I said, the devil has access to our minds. I wished he didn't. And that's one thing that I'm looking forward to heaven. Because I don't believe I'm going to be tempted when I get to heaven. I believe I'm going to be rest. I believe there's not going to be any more devil. That's what I'm looking forward to. But while we're here, don't be surprised at the appalling, dark, evil thoughts. Just get rid of it when it comes. I'm not accepting that. I'm not going to harbor that in my heart. I'm not going to keep my mind dwelling on that. I'm going to resist those thoughts. You know, one thing that's helped me many times is singing. I remember one time when I was newly saved, I was working in a cabinet shop. And the owner... He was a religious man. But all the other guys, they were wanting music in the shop. And the radio. And this music would go on, and he granted them permission. And they started playing their music in the shop. And I remember going back home with that beat. Resonating in my mind. I would get down to pray, and that beat and those words would be going through my mind. I said, Lord, help me. I came out of that, and I didn't want to go back into that. And you know what the Lord did? The Lord gave me a song to sing. While I was at work, I'd sing that song over and over and over And I realized after that, sometimes I would start singing that song before I realized I was even being tempted. It just became like a second nature to me. And that's what He wants us to do, is to resist, arm and guard our hearts and our minds against those things that the enemy would bring in. Because he will bring in. Once the enemy, and I've experienced this too, I want to say, once you open a door that has been closed, and you enter into and you open the door that you have had closed, that's a dangerous place to be in. You can't just go and shut that door and get it closed automatically. Once you open the door and the devil gets his foot in, it's hard to get him out. It's better off to keep the door closed. Keep a little distance. It's better off to make a little cushion. Give yourself a little cushion space. Than it is to open the door and see how close. Once that door is open, the consequences, you just can't just shut them off just like that. It affects. And it does damage. The devil's not just interested in just you, just me. He wants our families. He wants our children. And He'll do anything, He'll use any means that possible to try to do that. Another thing I wanted to mention about the enemy is he uses imaginations a lot. Imaginations. Something will happen, and it can be with a husband, wife. It can be in a congregation. It can be on the job. Something happens and you see it, and the enemy's right there to say, looky there. Brother Leslie Busby one time, he testified years ago there at Guthrie. I remember him saying that when a certain minister one time was ministering and he brought out something in his message, and it was just like Brother Leslie got the thought that he was naming and pointing him out. That's you. And that's what he felt like. He felt like the minister was directly focusing, the whole thrust of his message was for him. And time went on. Other meetings came around. And other things happened. This wasn't just a one-day moment. Things started building up. He began to think in a certain way. Later, something else happened. And the enemy was right there to say, you see there? Your case is building. You got more evidence. You see what happened there? Well, Brother Leslie struggled under that for quite a long time until something happened. The Lord help him and recognize that was the devil. That was the devil. The devil will use our imaginations. He'll use our thoughts, and it can look so real to us. You can say, well, I saw it with my own eyes. And we can be completely off, not recognizing. But he works that way. He tries to isolate you. He'll try to isolate you in your family, in your marriage, from the people of God. That's what the devil does. He tries to isolate you. Isn't that what he does with wolves when they come in and they try to take sheep? They try to get them out alone, away from the flock. If the devil can isolate us in our minds, And I have heard saints get into difficulties and troubles and hard places, and the devil was there, make statements that I didn't know where to turn to. I didn't know where to go. Right in the midst of congregations, right in the midst of families that love the Lord. But the devil had isolated them.
Yes.
Got them in a corner. In their own heart and their mind, they were fighting and struggling. That's where the battle's really at, isn't it?
Yes.
Many times things can look kind of ever so good on the outside. But in the mind, many times, the battle wages. They're powerful. Depression. That's the devil's handiwork. Depression. People in our world are depressed today. That's the enemy at work. That's the devil. And the Lord wants us this morning to be able to resist Him in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Now, another thing the Lord felt like gave me this morning early. Some of us, from our personality and from the way we were raised, some of us the devil tries to deflate. He tries to take out the air. He tries to depress. He tries to steal and rob and destroy and crush and bruise. And a lot of times from different personalities and the way that we were raised, that's really where our real battle is at, is the devil causing us to think lower of ourselves than we ought to think. I want to share a scripture the Lord gave me one time in Romans, the 12th chapter. He says in Romans 12 chapter in the 3rd verse, he said, "For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God had dealt to every man the measure of faith." Now what I understand from this is it's talking about a fair estimate. Here in this scripture he said, don't think more highly of yourselves than you ought to think. Sometimes the devil tries to inflate people. Sometimes he tries to build them up too big. They have a temperament and a personality. That's what many times is their battle. And I'm going to say we're tempted with all of them, but predominantly our battle is going to be usually one of the two. Predominantly, I've been tempted to be inflated. I have, but not as often as I have been deflated.
Yeah.
There have been times that I felt like, you know, I got a little bit more than maybe what someone else had. I remember Leah's dad one time sharing, he seemed like the Lord was working. Several things happened, answered the prayer, and he just kind of felt, he said, "It felt like I reached the new spiritual plateau." So sometimes we're tempted to think higher of ourselves, but there are other times that we're tempted to think lower of ourselves. There's an opposite to this verse than what we ought to think. And this scripture is referring to a fair estimate. A fair estimate of who we are before God. And I know the Lord, the enemy, is doing all he can to... I remember Brother Sammons one time saying, if the devil can't push you from behind, He'll run around and try to push you the other way. Let's not be ignorant of his devices this morning. There is a victory. There is a power. that we can have through Christ that's already been purchased for us. And the only thing the devil can have this morning is what you're willing to let him have. And he'll take, you give him a little bit, you give him an inch, he's going to take a mile. We need to remember that in our decisions too. Lord, help us to be sober, to be vigilant, and to resist him steadfast in the faith. And when we do that, the Lord will be there. Those oppressions, and that's such a, in Pilgrim's Progress, that's such a good description, because that's what it is. It's a prison. It's a darkness. And your feelings and your emotions are telling you that God is so unreal. You ever woke up one morning and just felt like you didn't have a thing spiritually? You ever get up and feel like you feel dry, like you're about the, like those bones there in the valley of dry bones, and feel like just a little breeze is going to blow you away? Sometimes we feel that way. Let's hold on to our faith. At those times, let's resist those accusations. And I'm going to say, the devil doesn't attack you when you want him to. He doesn't attack you. It's not like, well, we can set up this time now. Now I'm ready. I'm fortified. And bring it on, you know. The devil attacked Jesus when he was hungry. He was hungry. You know how you feel when you get hungry? You know how it affects your emotions and your feelings? You go just a few days without food. It affects very easily who we are and how we respond and how we act. And when you're down low, the devil will come in. The devil will come in and try to destroy and try to crush down. Let's be encouraged and inspired this morning to resist him. Yes. Steadfastly in the faith. I've been more challenged with this scripture because I know it's real. I know the devil's real this morning. And I've been praying that the Lord would give me a quicker awareness, a quicker sensitivity. Because sometimes I've struggled and I've battled for periods of time and not really knowing what it was. Struggling within myself, struggling with my feelings and my emotions, not really knowing what this was all about, and all the time the devil was having a heyday. Sitting back, laughing. Let's resist him this morning. Steadfast in the faith. Amen.